This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Day in Parkland, Florida, after 17 people lost their lives thanks to the actions of an expelled ex-student. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Also in Washington, nothing for the Dreamers yet. A bipartisan bill fails to make any headway. Let's start with that because there's been so much conversation, politically speaking and otherwise, on what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Can you believe, and I can't, how fast the year is going? Don't we always say that? But it really is, and we'll get to that point where it will expire. And it's just a question of what happens with the Dreamers. What are they going to do if they don't come up with some kind of a bill? The Senate rejected the bipartisan immigration bill. They blocked it. It would have provided 1.8 million young immigrants a chance for citizenship and $25 billion for a border wall. So there were moderate Republicans and Democrats saying they were the common sense coalition. They said the proposal had the most bipartisan support in the Senate, but it came under massive fire from the White House and the Department of Homeland Security. So it didn't work. They thought they found the middle ground. They did not find it. So they're still trying to work on that and trying to figure out if they're going to be able to get it. The vote was 54 to 45, six votes short of the 60 needed to advance. So it was pretty darn close, but not close enough. Not close enough. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, in Florida, the new reports say, look, the school shooter had a history of mental illness, and yet nobody did anything, or they couldn't do anything, or what happened? Because there were threats. There was a candlelight vigil. People were screaming, no more guns. He took Uber to the school and decided to open fire. That's exactly what happened. So the expelled high school gunman killed 17 teachers and students, came in an Uber. You had people running for their lives. He ended up at a Subway and McDonald's afterwards, and they picked the 19-year-old up. The police did, said it was very chilling and gave a chilling, I think, context to this eerie, creepy, crummy, awful, awful saga. And can you imagine? I mean, obviously the driver was clueless as to who the passenger was. And, of course, you can't blame the driver. What, I don't know, what did he have in his hand? Didn't recognize him, didn't recognize what was going on. And that was it. Then he goes to the school. He enters the stairwell with a rifle inside a black soft case, pulls it out, and boom. And this happened at, you know, almost 2:30 in the afternoon. And that was it. He went into classrooms and that, and just started to fire, and people ran, and people made it, and other people didn't make it, and there were certainly heroes in this whole thing. It's just the idea of having these heavy hearts for these young people where they shouldn't have been in this situation. How does a school end up being a house of horrors? It never, ever makes any sense to me, never makes any sense, and it certainly doesn't make sense to the people that are the victims. And imagine being the mothers, the fathers, anybody connected to any of the students. So they're still trying to dig into his background and figure out more about him, but it certainly looks like there was mental illness somewhat at work here anyway. That's why they're saying the chillingness to him. And his name was Nicholas Cruz, and just had a history of that. And he was undergoing treatment, though. But what was the treatment? What was the concern? I mean, all those things aren't necessarily known yet. And he fell through the cracks. He was adopted. Both of his parents had died. His mother died of the flu and pneumonia in November, so you can only imagine that. He had been living with a family that allowed him to stay there. And I guess the family was aware he had an AR-15, but it was locked up in his bedroom. They knew he was suffering from depression when he moved in with them in the last couple of months, but they said that he seemed to be doing better. And they thought there was some sort of bullying that was going on in his life, but he had been away from that school for at least over a year. And, I mean, now it's all about that investigation and figuring it out. And, geez, I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievably sad. Does not bring any of those students back, any of those brave teachers, any of those people back whatsoever. I mean, again, heavy heart is pretty much the word of the day after that happened. I mean, just, wow. That's all we can say. It really is a sad, sad couple of days here after that horrific shooting. Jumping around for a second, as I like to squeeze in here on America Tonight, what I say people are talking about across the nation, certainly that is the biggest thing people are talking about. But still we go with what's happening with Mueller and this Russia investigation. Rick Gates, a former Trump campaign advisor, is kind of in the final stages, they say, of a plea deal with the FBI, the special counsel, Robert Mueller anyway, to, I don't know, give up whatever information that he has, I suppose. He was indicted in October with former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. He's been in talks for a while now, and they could announce the deal within a couple of days. So he and Manafort were indicted on charges of money laundering and illegal foreign lobbying relating to their work for the Ukraine's former president and his political party. So there's got to be, I mean, nobody who's charged goes in to provide incriminating information to the government unless it's part of the plea agreement. So that's what I think others are trying to figure out. What does he have? And what is the plea deal? It will be, I mean, they will announce it, but it has not been announced yet at this point. Let's put it that way. Also, throwing this in here is North Korea. You know, there's been a lot of conversation about North Korea, of course. North Korea represented at the games and South Korea walking in together, showing that whole unity thing. Well, the U.S. military releases some of this interesting information, I guess, on what's, you know, this escalating presence of North Korea, or what we think could be anyway. So one of the things they're talking about is these smart drugs that enhance cognitive brain function and neural connectivity and boost memory and recall. They're saying that this is helping soldiers' brains, and they're sharper and more than ever, they're clear and they're focused, and that we've been doing that. And now the question is, with this increasing tension between North Korea and the United States, that our soldiers will be able to perform more than 30 or 367 times better than normal. Boy, that's interesting. You know, that's information that's been out there before and been talked about, but I just was looking at something that really kind of flushed it out. Still doesn't tell us. You look at North Korea and we're doing that dance where we're going round and round and round each other, but how much do you trust Kim Jong-un? Relax. Coming up next, we're going to lighten the load as we take you to the movies here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The movies. Yes, indeed. It doesn't get any bigger than talking about Marvel Comics or any of the characters that are out there. And there's a new one. It's not new to the comic world, but new to the big screen. And there's been a lot of buzz over Black Panther. And here's a little snippet of Black Panther.
Tell me something. What do you know about Wakanda? It's a third world country. Textiles, shepherds, cool outfits, all the front. Explorers have searched for it. Called it El Dorado. They looked for it in South America. But it was in Africa. The whole time. I'm the only one who's seen it and made it out alive.
Thank you.
I can tell you this, Black Panther is now among the five biggest pre-sellers of all time. So people getting the tickets, just like Star Wars and the Hunger Games, people ran to get tickets to make sure that they could be there for the debut of the Black Panther, which of course is a Marvel comic and is getting a ton of buzz. I mean, just a ton of reaction to this movie, and it's brand new in the movie theaters, pretty wide release. So I think they're going to see a big bang at the box office overall, that's for sure, because you can tell that there's heavy interest in it. It's been pumped out there. There's a lot of famous people that are in this movie, Forrest Whitaker and Angela Bassett and Lupita Nyong'o and Michael Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is one of the features in this. He's huge in this. And I think it's going to do, you know, well. It's PG-13. It's a long movie, 2 hours and 14 minutes. 2 hours and 14 minutes. All right, we jump to our next movie. And our next movie is a movie that, it's a movie that I saw somewhere. I saw a preview for it. I thought, yeah, that's kind of confusing. I wonder if that's going to be interesting or not. It's called Early.
Right, grab a spear.
Oh, it's pointy.
Change your underpants today?
Yeah, change them with dongle.
Never mind.
Shush, everyone.
Excellent.
The Edge of Stone is over.
Long live the Edge of Bronze.
Hey!
Where have you been, the Stone Age?
I've got to save the tribe.
The arena's this way.
So throw your sticks and throw your stones, cause you ain't gonna break my bones.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm a sinner.
A caveman? A caveman?
You leave my tribe in peace.
How dare you?
Let's take him away and kill him.
Slowly.
Ah, idiot.
If we win, we can have our valley back.
And if we don't beat them,
we'll spend the rest of our lives working down a mine.
No! What's a mine?
You're pretty brave, caveman. And stupid. Ooh, I can help you. Oh.
Love, you stay. I don't want to attract attention.
All right, so Early Man is animated. It is PG, 1 hour, 29 minutes, action adventure. And as Andy said, this is who was my fabulous technical director. The guy who did Wallace and Gromit came up with this, and you can clearly see that from the clips. There's some very well-known actors who are the voices in it. Eddie Redmayne is one of them. Tom Hiddleston is another one of them, and I'm sure it will do very, very well, because animated flicks, and especially ones like this, tend to do well. All right, and finally, we round things out with a movie called Samson.
Remember the prophecy. Samson, chosen by the living God. Be his hand of vengeance. It's his will.
But it is not mine.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
To
three vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
There are whispers of a Hebrew with great strength. It is a story for slaves, nothing more.
I want you to investigate this. You find me the secret of his power, my Delilah.
Well, if you wanted a fight, you should have brought more men.
I want him dead.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
He is not a god!
The Philistines are upon you.
My strength is now your strength. I will take it.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
So interesting. As a kid, I loved that story. I loved hearing about Samson and the powerful battle and whatnot. So some interesting names in this. Rutger Hauer's in it. Billy Zane is in it. And a whole bunch of other people you might recognize. The Bionic Woman back in the day, Lindsay Wagner. And we know this is based on the biblical epic of a champion chosen by God to deliver Israel and his strength and all that happened in between. So it is PG-13, 1 hour and 50 minutes, and it's billed as action adventure. And I think this movie will find a lot of people that are interested in it too. If not going to see it in the theaters, probably streaming it'll do well. So all three movies I think that we looked at this time around in our cheap movie review have a little something for everyone and should do okay if they can bring some people indoors, which perhaps they can because across America we have some harsh weather in some areas, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, it is Forbes Books at Bedtime with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Don Zier's in our virtual green room again, Greg. Always fun to have Don on with us, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. And, you know, in talking about Nutrisystem and all the amazing, innovative things they do and all the things that they've discovered, because as Don and I have talked about for years, what's great about the company is they're always digging into reasons of what people do and what makes them tick, what makes them eat, in other words, and what do you do and what can you learn from that. And one of the things, and Greg, I don't know, you might be guilty of this. I'm thinking I've been guilty of this in the past, but I'm getting better at it. When you text and you surf the web and you're posting on social media, Greg, do you eat?
You mean, am I guilty of distracted eating?
Yes. Are you guilty of that?
Well, I have to swallow this this bit of pudding I'm eating while I'm doing this interview. I am probably one of the most guilty, distracted eaters in the world. I'll literally just stand in front of the refrigerator and I'll be thinking about something. And part of what I used to do, because I've broken the habit and I've lost a lot of weight, and I owe Nutrisystem a huge thanks because you, Dawn, your company has played a huge role in my weight loss. But what I used to do,
love to hear that.
Yeah, I used to stand in front of the refrigerator. I would be thinking about something, and I would just stand there and I would eat anything, anything I could get my hands on. And then my wife would come home.
You know, there's emotional eating and there's boredom eating. Those are the two major culprits.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sounds like, you know, you're bored. What do I do? Let me eat something. We're all guilty of it.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest emotional eater because I'm a guy, so I'm not the biggest emotions person, right? I don't have any emotions. I'm a man. But boy, do I get bored, or I'm just trying to figure something out. And, you know, traditionally the refrigerator would call me and I would just stand there and eat. And then my wife would come home and see all the wrappers on the counter. Yeah, because I'm not very good at cleaning up because I'm a man.
So, right.
the crime scene would be there for her to, you know, see everything that I had done. So, yes, I'm
a
distracted.
And that's why people gain weight, because we're distracted, and or we're distracted, we're bored, we're multitasking, and we're just, I can't tell you how many phone calls I'm on when I'm talking to somebody, and I can tell they're, you know, whatever, putting, you know, eating something as they're talking to me, or vice versa, too. You know, you think people can't hear you on the phone, they can.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So it was so smart of you to think, well, let's look into this. So when you look at all that research that you do that I mentioned, the Nutrisystem research showed, right, that we just can't put down our phones now while we eat.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, picking up and having snacks. What we found is that one in three, so a third of Americans can't eat a meal without being on the phone. And that doesn't mean talking on the phone. That means, you know, doing, you know, playing your games, texting, doing whatever you're doing on the phone. And more than half of those people said their phone is a mainstay at most of their meals. And you know, we've all witnessed it. You know, even if you go to a restaurant, look around at the tables, there's even, you know, you can have a couple at a table and you know, they're on their phone and not even engaging. Or certainly you see that with the family units at restaurants where the kids are all at the table and eating. And the danger of and being on their phones, and the danger of that is that when you're not paying attention to what you eat, you're going to, by definition, you're just going to eat more. And, you know, it doesn't mean you're hungry or it doesn't mean you're hungry. You're just going to eat more because you're not eating in a mindful way.
Well, and so, you know, to go back to me standing in front of the refrigerator thinking and eating at the same time, it was two things. It was the amount that I would eat. So this mountain of wrappers would pile up on the counter. But it was also true that I didn't even think about what I was eating. So it was both a...
Right.
It was a content issue and a volume issue. I didn't even have my phone in my hand when I would be doing this. So help us understand what distracts people in addition to phones and tablets and TVs, because there must be other things that people are doing while they're eating without thinking about it, too. I mean, you mentioned at work, maybe you're on the phone or you're working at a something. What else are we doing when we're eating?
Well, I think we're eating standing up. So just what you said, you know, we're eating standing up. So we're not making the meal time into an occasion where we actually sit down. You know, if you're eating out of the refrigerator, you're not putting your food on a plate in all likelihood. You know, like we're grabbing stuff on the go. You know, we're eating out of plastic containers. And, you know, we're not sitting down at the table and saying, okay, it's dinner time. Let's eat. And generally, if we're eating on the go, we're eating very quickly. And what happens when you eat very quickly, you overeat because your brain doesn't signal to the rest of your, the weight. You're not getting the message to your brain that you're full. So, you know, so we encourage people, you know, ensure that you allow 15 minutes, which is not a lot of time, but these days it seems like it. Allow 15 minutes for dinner and actually sit down, turn the TV off, turn the phone off, have a conversation with whoever you're at, or if you're by yourself, just kind of think through your day, whatever, and enjoy your food, but eat in a slower fashion. Because what we find is that people who take the time to actually do that eat considerably less.
Yeah, because
I'm guilty as you are, Greg, where I'm just like, if I'm looking at the refrigerator, I grab a little of this, a little of that, and, you know, next thing I know, I had a dinner and a half, and I think that's just human nature. So it's really important to, you know, be mindful of those portions.
Yeah, absolutely. Portion, and you've talked about that before, and that's one of the brilliant things about Nutrisystem, of course, is that it's portioned out. So it's perfect. So if you do have to eat on the go, and you and I have talked about this before, Dawn, like you like the chocolate muffins, which are fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're in that situation and you grab Nutrisystem food, I think it's a little bit different because it's measured out and it's perfect and it's part of the whole system. But for other people, when they're grabbing just anything that's chips related, whatever, who knows it's what's in it and how much you're eating of it. And that's part of it, right? Because you're saying this with Greg, there's no limit. There's no ceiling on what it is that you're eating. And that's got to equate to pounds. Right?
Right. And yeah, definitely. And also it's the foods that fill you. So with Nutrisystem, you know, it's high fiber, high protein, which tends to keep you full longer. Another trick, which I just implemented because, you know, like most of America, I gained a couple of pounds over the holidays and, you know, I'm working to get that off. And, you know, I put this new rule in place for myself is, you know, forks and spoons down after 9 o'clock. So I'm not eating from like 9 p.m. to 7 in the morning, which actually gives my body a break. But what I found is, you know, it just like you were saying, Greg, like if I'm getting closer to bedtime and I'm like, oh, okay, what's on TV? Nothing I want to watch. What am I going to do now? Let's go look in the refrigerator. So now I have this rule where after 9 p.m. I don't eat anything. Like I can have tea or water or whatever it is that's liquid, but I'm not having any food. And I find that just that decision that I made is helping me avoid what to me is a dangerous snack period for a lot of people. So I'm finding that's a little helpful tip that I'm implementing on my journey here to, you know, be more mindful about when and what I'm eating.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the CEO of Nutrisystem. They've done a study on what is called distracted. I know you think I'm going to say the next word is driving, but I'm not. Distracted eating. I had been in my previous 50 pounds heavier life very guilty of this. I don't do it anymore. And Dawn, one of the reasons I don't do it is because of something you just said that's so incredibly powerful, which is you made a rule. And I did exactly the same thing. I made a set of very easy rules. They were my rules. They were not anyone else's rules. So if my wife had said you should make a rule, I would have pushed back because it was her rule. But these were my rules, and I made these rules, and I've stuck with them now, and it's been a long time, and I've kept the weight off. And so I want to find out from you, when people start to make rules that work and they start to defeat things like distracted eating, when those rules are working, let's understand what the impact of distracted eating can actually have on our weight. Like, what did you find is the impact? How many pounds a year, for instance, might someone put on because they're a distracted eater and they're just not paying attention to what they're doing?
Well, we have something as simple as just, you know, having a regular soda instead of water or diet product. You know, that can add like, you know, 12 pounds a year to somebody. And, you know, you think about it, you're not sitting down and deliberately drinking a can of soda. So that's kind of distracted because you're doing it with other, you know, you're doing it while you're doing something else. But, you know, in general, what we do find, I don't have the exact weight gain due to distracted eating, but what we do know is that you tend to overeat. We're already guilty as Americans of overestimating what a correct portion size is. And that's because, you know, we eat out so much and the portion sizes in restaurants are much more than a normal portion. So, you know, our mind has been trained that portions are bigger than they actually should be. And then when you couple on, you know, eating while you're on the phone or, you know, watching TV where you're just kind of mindlessly picking at food, you know, you're going to eat even more. So it's kind of like a double up because you're increasing what already is probably a bigger portion than what, you know, people ate 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, again, we find, you know, just focus, you know, make your meals, you know, more than 15 minutes because it takes about typically takes the stomach about 15 minutes to tell the brain that it's full. And, you know, don't shovel it. I mean, I think we're always in a rush and we're shoveling down our food, but really, you know, take the time to put down, you know, another, you know, we try to give people hints, helpful hints. And again, I agree with you, Greg, you got to live by the rules that work for you. And so not every rule works to everybody, but we tell people put down the fork, like have your bite of food and actually put down the fork where I think a lot of us, you know, that fork is always, you know, in our left hand and the phone's in our right hand and, you know, so be it. But, that's some of the things we tell people, watch the portion, limit the distractions, focus on what you're eating, make good choices and make your meals more than 15 minutes. And that goes a long way to helping.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. I know that I'm just going to put a padlock on the refrigerator. So but like Greg, I wouldn't have lost the 40-plus pounds that I lost if it wasn't for Nutrisystem. So,
100 pounds right here between
you and
nine.
I. Yeah, 100 pounds.
Love it.
It just shows you the power of Nutrisystem. Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We just couldn't get enough of Erin Gargan, so she is back with us again. We're talking about digital persuasion. That's the name of her book as well. Erin is an author, she's a speaker, and she's an entrepreneur, and I think a few other things as well. Plus, she has a gorgeous husband. He looks like Bradley Cooper. Am I allowed to say that?
I think it's too late. Did you learn that about her on social media?
Yes, I did. Remember, she told us to look her. I looked her up immediately. We were like almost instant sisters when I met her, and I thought she's like another version of me, a few years younger. So I got to look this woman up. And sure enough, we did have some things in common. And her husband, my husband, looks like Matthew McConaughey. Her husband looks like Bradley Cooper, and he's from Philadelphia. So I thought that was pretty cool.
It was cool. It was girl crush at first sight, Kate, you and I, for sure. Pizza, Irish Catholic, love sports, so I'm so happy to have met you. And great to meet you.
Well, so, you know, it's interesting, when we were talking in the earlier segment, you talked about how important it is to look people up on social media, or LinkedIn, or both. I guess LinkedIn is a form of social media, but to look them up, to know something about them. And I find today that if I don't do that before I talk to somebody, I actually feel uncomfortable. And I've noticed that today people will say to me just freely, and I do it too, "Oh, I looked you up on LinkedIn." It seems weird not, if the information is there, it's discourteous not to take advantage of it. I mean, I think that's one of the great things that LinkedIn has done for us, is it's leveled the playing field of creating or having the opportunity to create more intimate relationships. And if you don't do it, you're the fool.
Well, it's so true, Greg. And, you know, when someone says, hey, I looked you up, how does that make you feel?
Like they're a stalker and I like it. I feel like if someone took the time to look me up, I must be important to them.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, as I said earlier, Dale Carnegie's famous quote, if you want to persuade someone, make them feel important and do it genuinely. And like you said, it took the time to look you up. Even if it's just that, you know, you like dogs, you like cats, you like barbecue, whatever. Like you said, it makes them feel important. They took the time. And time and ideas, man, that's the currency of the digital age. You know, that's what people are exchanging now. And what's crazy is that the more buying power you get, so if your title is like founder or CEO, the more you get hit up all day long. I get about 30 messages a day of people calling me Eric, you know, people that, you know, saying, you know, hi, Eric, you know, I looked you up, and then they launch into themselves. I'm selling this. I want this. Can you meet with me? And people are just copying and pasting this stuff, all in the same message, selling insurance, trying to sell me stuff.
All the Erics.
It's always there. You know, like, but they're all sending me this stuff, and I'm like, it's so funny because I look and I'm like, gosh, my whole life is online. There are like 1,000 ways you could have gotten me interested, and none of these are working. And the thing that's scary, you guys, is like AI is on the way, and anything that a robot can do, people just copying and pasting this stuff. You know, all we have is our creativity and our ability to forge, like you said, Greg, those deep human connections. And if you're taking advantage of that, that's pretty scary for your job security and for making things happen in the future, you know?
What's so interesting, Aaron, you said this earlier, is it takes longer to do this, but let's step back and ask ourselves, why are we doing it at all? To produce results. So if it takes longer to make one sale than it does to make no sale, I think you ought to do the thing that makes the sale. And builds the relationship, which will lead to more sales. It's such a compelling argument. The ROI of investing the time in what you're doing, as you're describing it, makes so much sense.
Well, I agree, Greg. And, you know, what we've seen is that in a lot of these large sales organizations, I'm talking Fortune 100 companies, they are struggling to adapt to how fast technology is changing, because technology is changing so fast, but people are not. People still want to feel important. They still want to feel that you care about them. They want to feel that you get them. And so the old methods of these cold call scripts, you know, just copied and pasted onto digital platforms, they're not working. And so organizations are trying to personalize at scale. And they're learning that there are no shortcuts, but when you do use this method of being personal, being useful, being brief, using social media to find things about people, like you said, it gets the sale. And you know what? Yeah, it does take more time. But if you don't have time to invest in a prospect, why the heck do they have time to sell?
No kidding. You know, you've really said it. You're absolutely right. We're all playing the long game, because it may take you a while to land some of those bigger clients, but they could be clients for life, right, Aaron?
That's right. And, you know, what we found is that a lot of times we tested all kinds of different things. And one of the things that works really well is if you use this personal, useful, brief message and you make it personal and quick and short, one thing we find is that even if that person does not have a use for your accounting software, for your insurance, for your business consulting services, whatever it is that you're trying to persuade someone to give you a chance about, the fact that you took the time to reach out to them and you offered them an article, an idea, introduction, you offered them something, that sense of reciprocity kicks in. And 9 times out of 10, if they don't have a use for you, they are happy to make an introduction to someone who does. Or you're top of mind for when someone's asking them, hey, you know anyone who does this and that? They think of you. They reference you because you were different. You didn't ask for anything. You offered something. You're serving, not selling. You're attracting and not annoying. And so that's just really, it's the future of sales. And Greg, like you said, it sounds like a no-brainer, but you would be shocked.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked because I'm getting sold by, or not getting sold by, the same people you're talking about. And I'm realizing, I'm actually reflecting on something that happened to me earlier this week, and you're talking about this. I had someone do exactly what you said, made it very personal, and created an actual, we now have a relationship, even though I was not a customer. I'm not a qualified buyer. But you know what I did the day after we met, because we had a relationship? I made a referral that turned into a sale.
Boom.
That's it.
You know why I did it? because it was my friend.
That's right.
What I do for my friends, and I didn't know this person the day before.
That's a great story, Greg. Can I borrow that for my next talk?
Sure. You just tell them it came from Forbes Books.
I think it is about referrals. Aaron and I are both speakers, and Aaron, I don't know about you, but last year, gosh, probably 75% of my speaking business was referrals because people had relationships with me, and they knew I fit in the oil and gas industry or meetings industry or whatever it was, and they referred me because they know they've got this relationship with me that they've built in the past couple of years, and then I've done the same thing back for many of them.
Absolutely. Referrals, we're in the era of Yelp and ratings and reviews, and people don't trust what big brands say about themselves. They don't trust big brands, big companies, big government. The only people they trust are their friends. They trust anything that their friend has not endorsed. They're not going to take the chance. There's no need to anymore. I mean, you can find a Yelp review, a rating about anything. And so we've been conditioned for a long time. We were this lean-back society. Interruption-based advertising worked really well. TV, radio, people shouting, buy now, because there's no other way to learn about things, but now we're leaning in, we're leaning forward, we're searching, we're trusting our friends and family over any other form of advertising, and referrals for business are no different. You would never hire someone cold anymore without a referral for a trusted friend.
No. Right, and that reviewing system, I think it's going 360 actually. So for instance, Kate is on the radio every night with her show America Tonight. And one of the things you've done so well over the years, Kate, is you've actually built a relationship with your listeners. People are listening to us right now who are your friends because they hear you every night on the radio. But there's a lot of media that is not personal like that. And I think that traditional media also suffers because it has not risen to the same kind of level that you're describing.
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent example because they're loyal to me, so then they're loyal to the people that I bring on, and if they know I have a relationship where they can tell I like the person, boy, it really, really spreads. There's no question about that. Hey, we're running out of time. I want to make sure that I get this in, Aaron. One of the things that when we met that I thought was so fascinating that you talked about is the power of face-to-face and what you found as far as meeting people. And Zoom, et cetera. And instead of just a cold call, a conference call, what did you find out?
Well, I'll be honest. Right now, I'm seeing Kate on Zoom. I can see her face. Greg, your voice, like we said, it's like velvet. But I wish I could see you because I feel like I don't know you. But I feel like I'm talking to Kate and just you know, I can't see your face. But, you know, the face-to-face is so powerful. A study came out last spring from Harvard Business Review that found that in-person communication were 34 times more persuasive in person than behind the screen on digital. It takes 200 digital asks to equal the power of just 6 in-person face-to-face interactions. And people really overestimate how persuasive they are from behind the screen. And so using digital to ignite real dialogue is the key here. It's how are you using digital to ignite face-to-face conversations, phone conversations? Geez, even the old school face-to-face coffee meeting, you know, now with people, how busy they are, that seems like just an absolute anomaly, but that's where things get done. And so starting a relationship on digital to move it offline to where you are your most powerful self with your nonverbal, with relationships is really the goal of how you use digital.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Aaron Gargan, pick up her book, Digital Persuasion, and she's an author, speaker, and an entrepreneur. Aaron, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.